from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. What little rain we saw overnight didn't really help in the battle against multiple wildfires that are still burning this morning in New Jersey. The biggest now is on the New York-New Jersey border, about 3,000 acres in the Jennings Creek wildfire. An 18-year-old was killed battling that fire in Sterling Forest on Saturday. He was a park ranger and died when a tree fell on him. Much of that fire remains inaccessible. Buildings in the historic district of West Milford are in danger. New fires also sparked up in Burlington, Camden, and Morris counties. The Jackson wildfire has been fully contained, and an Ocean County man is now charged with starting it.
According to the Ocean County prosecutor, 37-year-old Richard Shishady was charged with arson on Friday. He's accused of starting the shotgun wildfire that has consumed hundreds of acres in Jackson Township. An investigation at a local gun club found Shishady had shot a Dragon's Breath 12-gauge shotgun round that is known for igniting when used. The flames caught a nearby berm on fire, starting the blaze. The Brick Township man is being held at Ocean County Jail. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
There is some momentum behind a federal bill to protect kids online. Part of the charge is being led by parents who lost their kids to social media's harms.
Erin Popolo's daughter, Emily, took her own life in 2021 after she had had enough of endless online bullying over social media platforms.
When it's on your phone, you're subject to it all the time.
The South Brunswick resident says she had no way to report what was happening to her daughter online. Tools for parents are one part of the Kids Online Safety Act that's being considered in Congress.
It's a harm that we know about, we can fix, but we need the government's help.
But advocates are concerned that should any bill actually become law, the language won't be strong enough to truly protect children online. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
You might find some puddles and wet roads early this morning, but rain is pretty much done at this point. We'll see some lingering clouds early on, then sunshine winds out for this afternoon. Holding on to mild temperatures for now. Highs will reach the upper 60s to around 70 degrees today. Tonight, cooler air works in. It'll be mainly clear and breezy overnight, lows in the mid-40s. And tomorrow's highs only 50 to 55. Much cooler. It'll be a windy but sunny day tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by Shore Casual Furniture, New Jersey's premier American-made hardwood furniture source. They make it all, formal or casual. Get the perfect pieces customized to fit your decor. Visit their showroom on Route 35 North in Oakhurst and online at shorecasualfurniture.com.
Rockaway is 56, Franklin 59, Beach Haven is 61. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.